5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to HVAC Success Secrets Revealed, a show where we interview industry leaders and disruptors, revealing the success secrets to create and unleash the ultimate HVAC business. Now your hosts, Thaddeus and Evan.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of HVAC Success Secrets Revealed with Thaddeus and Evan. We are live at Epic 2024 at Disneyland, of all places. I got in late last night, so I haven't even seen a lick of Mickey Mouse anywhere. But we're super excited. We have Jared Smith on from Clog Busters Drain Cleaning and Repair. Pretty cool story when I was chatting with him before we got on. He's been in the business, started his business 3 years ago and had a pretty nice rapid growth plan from it. But he's been around since 2001. So super excited to dive in to it today with you, Jared. So welcome. Talk to us a little bit about your start into the trades.
First of all, my name is Jared Smith from Des Moines, Iowa. I got into plumbing when I was 18 years old at a young age. Started a company called AJ Plumbing, new construction. Right now we still have the new construction side. We all know what happened in 2008 when everything crashed, the economy crashed. And so I never went to school, but I did go to school, the School of Hard Knocks. So I understood it and always never really was in the service side of it, just more in the multifamily side and new construction. And so 2001, and I don't know, a lot of people don't know this, but in Des Moines, Iowa is where Roto-Rooter originated from before they franchised out. And then you have Smith Sewer Service that's been there for generations, 100 years. So no plumbers at home really ever ran drains or did drains. They always just referred it to Roto-Rooter or Smith Sewer Service. Just seen an opening and an opportunity for Clog Busters. Lucked out with our brand.
I like the brand, by the way.
Brand and the wraps on the vans. And if you get on the website, it's cool. Get a lot of compliments on the vans. So it's fun. So yeah, started in 2001. I know nothing about service. Never did. We always just had one service guy. We called him Fat Kenny. He was getting into the service has been absolutely a lot of fun. I have the passion for it, the dream, and just seeing people, just making people better every single day. And so when it started, obviously it's rocky and we're still growing, but the first year, 2021 that we started, I had one guy in a van. I thought, oh, hey, if he does this, we're gonna do good. And if drain cleaners, because drain cleaners aren't plumbers and plumbers aren't drain cleaners. Correct. So let's just get that so everybody knows. They're two totally different types of people. Drain cleaners are known as your dirty scum of the earth. No, I'm not gonna clean a drain. So changing that culture and seeing that opportunity and changing that culture of where the drain cleaners are in uniform and onboarding with all the different stuff.
But one thing that when we first started chatting, 2021, you started, you did about 100 grand first year one in business, 2022, 1.6, 2023, finishing up at 3.7. What's the goal for 2024?
All right, so 2024, you say that 2022, we implemented Service Titan, right? So like we were still paper tickets.
Fucking yellow pad technology.
So when you say 2021, we did 100 grand or 150 grand, to be honest with you, it's somewhere in that ballpark.
According to the IRS, we did this much.
Maybe forgot to send a few invoices to people.
So I went to the WET show in Indianapolis, and it was a breakout time to eliminate the flat rate frustration. Okay. And I listened to Rodney Koop, the founder of the new flat rate, speak. And when I was there and I heard him speak, I dreamed about it. Okay. So I left that deal and I said, you know what? I'm going to change the lives of everybody. I got it. I got it figured out. I couldn't sleep. And I'm telling everybody, hey, listen, I got it. I got this great thing. I remember coming home and telling one of my buddies, not in the plumbing deal. I was like, dude, I got this figured out. We're going to kill it. He said, I thought you were going to tell me like some major deal or something. I don't know. You got Smith Sewer Service. I've been around for 100 years. You're not going to be able to compete. And so the new flat rate has been a huge help to the success of where we're at. So we went through the onboarding with the new flat rate and Service Titan all at the same time, right?
Ripped the Band-Aid off.
Right? Yeah. I'm glad you talked about that because it was one of the things that, like, what was the learning curve? What was the struggle to go from 100K to 3.7?
And then basically as you go through it, I had my mom in the office that I hate to say it, love you mom, but she was a professional video game player and a professional glorified errand runner, right? She was there for the new construction side, but all those calls came to me. Then you're starting to hold people accountable, answering the phones, following processes. We never had any process. We never implemented any process. The biggest struggle is really change, and change is hard. Most people don't like change. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is you come to these events and you do this stuff, and the big reason from our growth from the 100 grand to the 1.6 million to the 3.7 is you hear a lot of people talk about it, but only 1% of the people implement it. And so we can come and come back with these high expectations and, oh, hey, we have our team meeting and come back and don't worry, Jared's all worked up and he's got all these ideas and, oh, it just happens when he goes to these seminars and don't worry about it, give it a week, it'll wear off and everything will be back to normal.
Yeah.
No, you implement it, you follow the process, And like I said, the new flat rates, ServiceTitan, it's been a huge part of that. So it's been fun, but for 2024, so what we're doing right now is, our goal is in 3 to 5 years is to have 50 trucks in multiple cities and states. That's our goal. That's what we will achieve, okay? How we're gonna achieve that is we are in the process right now of building the Clogbusters Academy, okay? So our model wants to be where we can, so we're duplicating every scenario in the field as many as we can with prefabbing up all the concrete in the lines, tree roots in the lines, I don't care if it's grease, everything to where we can bring people in, build them up, prepare them, and send them out, right, is the model.
Right.
So we can recruit those, you'll hear Tommy Mello talk about it, those A-plus players, and bring them in, and hopefully ultimately have them out in their own truck within 2 months' time. Ultimately, I'd like to say a 30-day time. But so 2024, I'm hoping here by the end of May that we have our academy done. We're hoping to add a potential 3 to 5 trucks by the end of the year and then go from there. So that's our goal. As far as our revenue goal in 2020, our revenue goal in 2024 will be $5 million. I don't see significant growth because you got to go slow to go fast. And so that was part of the growing pains of implementing all this stuff and doing everything is, okay, we had a zoo that was running every which way, but no zookeeper and no zoo fence. So you got to go slow to go fast, regroup. And I would say that's the biggest thing is me always wanting to jump on everything, but and hire and key players. Right. A lot of people don't want to spend the money on the people in the office. And so we went from my mom and a part-time accountant to now we have a full-time accountant, a part-time accountant. This is for the AJ and the Clogbuster side, but we have 2 CSRs, 1 head dispatch, and a personal assistant that helps out with some of the other stuff. So the guys will joke about it, and they'll say, the guys on the AJ side, they'll be like, hey, we'll say, hey, can you do this? I'm like, I don't know. And he said, can you get one of the 15 people in the office to do it? They get to laughing at me. Hey, but I know where we want to go, and it's important to show the team where you want to go and your vision and the passion of what it is so they can see it on the wall.
I want to talk about getting the buy-in from the team.
Right. Yep.
Because being able to, like you said, build the fence around it and then have that person that's going to hold them accountable, the zookeeper, right, is incredibly challenging, and that's where a lot of people fail. And when we talk about coming to these events, we joked about it even today, 2 worst days for an employee, first day back from vacation, and the first day when the owner or leader comes back from conference. Yeah. Every time, because they brain dump ideas onto the team. How do you then transition from that excitement, maintain it, and then have that accountability to actually execute and implement?
The keynote speaker that we just had said it best, you gotta be a good judge of people, right? And you gotta understand people. For me, you gotta understand the why, that the employee has to understand the why. I'll give you a prime example, like when we implemented the debriefing process and blocking the board on ServiceTitan, right? Where they wanted to see all their jobs and their whole schedule for the whole day. And they felt like the dispatcher was their boss or over them.
Right.
And the dispatcher's just following the process. And I said, here's the why we're doing this. We're doing this because our callbacks, our 1-star reviews, are, did we get the pictures that we needed? Are the notes in the job? And I'll give them examples of, here's a customer that called in, or here's a technician that went back to a job that we did 6 months ago, and the notes are, ran kitchen sink line. And so the purpose of the debrief, you gotta give them the why we're doing it, and the why we're doing it is to make them better. And so I do believe 100% that we have the best drain cleaners by far. That's all they've ever done. That's every single one of our trucks are equipped with everything they need. Big machine, which we run all Spartan machines. So every truck's got a big machine, small machine. We run all rigid cameras. Every truck's got a camera, reel, monitor, small camera. Giving them the tools and the resources and having them understand the why helps them with the buy-in. Now, saying that, I think prior to them coming to work for Clogbusters, I think the highest paid one might have made 50 or 60 grand a year running drains. Our lowest paid drain cleaning tech made just shy of 100 grand in 2023, and our highest paid drain cleaning tech made like 130,000, and that's working 40 to 45 hours a week. They understand the why, and they understand, and so the buy-in is to make them better. And you constantly got to make the people around you better. And so that's how I've had success with it. Again, you hear it, I'll bring in a financial planner. It's funny because our team meeting that we had before I left for this conference, I brought in 3 different financial planners. And out of the 45 total employees that work for AJ Plumbing and Clogbusters, how many of them do you think have ever met with a financial planner? Maybe a couple, 2 or 3. Because it's important for your employees. They got to take care of themselves first and foremost. And you got to make sure you take care of them. If they're not taking care of themselves and they don't have their own goals, it's important you can come in and say, hey, Jared's got these goals and he talks about these goals and it's great. Oh, hey, you need to have goals. But who helps them get their goals? Nobody, They don't have anybody.
And they've never had the education around it either.
And neither did I. And you do the best you can. And so the buy-in, and it goes into it. If somebody gets it, hey, take the day off, go to the chiropractor, go get your back adjusted. You got to take care of your people, and you take care of your people take it pays you back tenfold. And it's the passion, the growth, and just seeing everybody do better.
And that goes back to the one of the very first things that you said about changing the culture, right? You have to change this culture. Shit, the last 10 minutes of what you just talked about is how you change the culture. People are like, how do I create a great, strong culture? We'll just go back and listen to what you just said. Because there's a lot of validity in that and a lot of small things that go into that. Even the academy. I'm talking about building out an academy. Okay, how do you increase the wealth of your individuals? You teach them to be better. And when you do that, now you have the ability to impact them and their why and bring that together.
You could put me at a job fair next to any union contractor, right? And I could say, hey, listen, here's why you should come to work for Clogbusters. You can have, within 2 months, we can put you through the academy and you can be making 6 figures plus a year with your own truck, with your own stuff. And here's how you're going to do it. Here's how the people that we have are currently doing it.
Right.
Or you can go to the plumbers union or the electrical union and you can go through an apprenticeship program for 4 years and then you might get a truck, right? And then you might start making 70 grand a year or 80 grand a year. Where we want to be in multiple cities and multiple states and the opportunity.
Oh, I thought of the 2 months, the academy in the 2 months. Yeah, it came down the lanyard.
So. Down.
Yeah, a little droopy. So last night on the plane ride when it hit me when I landed. But the academy in 2 months and going through that. But also the other part is the equipment in the van. And I think a lot of people miss this mark, especially when they're in the first few stages of the business because they're pinching pennies. And you look at Billy Stevens talks about efficiency in a job, right? The average efficiency is 35%. You need, if you can double that to 70, 75, 80, by just having the extra equipment in there was an important thing. But
you're doubling your bottom line.
Without increasing your cost, because now, okay, you have one camera split between five trucks. Fuck, how are you gonna do your job if you have one camera split between five trucks, right? Yeah. You can't. And so just invest in the money and invest in the equipment for your guys. And that's going to go a long ways. But that academy, that 2 months, do they, when they start with you, are they going through, are they working at, like, how does the academy work? How does this training work in terms of a whole 2 month lead up and build up?
So we're in the process right now of creating the curriculum for it. So the academy's not 100% done. So sure. I'll start with that. But and I'll back up. So on the academy, what we want to do is we want to create the process for you bring somebody in that's never even been in the field, never ran drains, done plumbing or anything before. You know, when the growth, you go back to the growth and the pains. I remember there was a guy that I hired and he came in once and he came in, he's like, oh, I got to leave and go do something. He left, he quit. And then he came in another time because you had chaos. I throw him an iPad. I'm like, hey, here's the iPad. Go do a ride along with this. He's an experienced drain guy, but I throw him the iPad and I say, hey, go ride with him. And he's like, this is just a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
And so he leaves. And I'm like, what happened? I just don't think I'm ready to come. And I said, okay. So he comes back again, does it again. And I'm like, okay. So understanding that on the growth. And so the training, so when you come in, you have a process where they go through, where they understand the iPad. You have a process where they understand our sales tool, which we use as the new flat rate. So prior to discovering Rodney Coop and the new flat rate at the wet show, our average drain ticket, and I hate this number, it was $180 an hour and a $50 trip charge, which is $230, which with tax is $246.10.
Right.
If I see that number on Service Titan, I am pissed, okay? And everybody knows that they're like, oh, if they fill out a ticket and it's $246.10, they know they're gonna get a call from me. I'm gonna be like, come on, dude.
$5 shop supplies.
So yeah, add something to it. But then now our average drain ticket's like 801, 800. It varies month to month. It ranges between $750 and $850.
Right.
And where they were running drains for $150, right. Now we're able to offer that customer different levels of service. If you got a main drain that's backed up, where Roto-Rooter and Smith Sewer Service was just a pop and go, boom. Yeah. And if you got a basement that's backed up and you got sewage all over and it ruined your stuff, I want to know the why. Yeah, you could take the mandate option in this case and scenario. We can poke a hole for it and then charge that cheap rate. Or I'll exaggerate. I mean, we could charge you $1,500 and we can cable it. We could jet it. We can camera it. We can locate it. We can mark. We can make sure and give you that peace of mind that you know it's not going to happen again. And so the importance of the academy is one, they got to understand the iPad. They got to understand Service Titan. They got to understand the sales tool that we use, which is the new flat rate. They got to understand they have to understand the machines and how to run the machines and when to use what machine at what time, when to use what cutter at what time, when to use what jetter, what nozzle, why to use the jetter. And there's nobody out there that's doing that. And nobody's teaching that. And it's, hey, how did you learn how to run a drain? Bob's been here for 30 years and Bob uses this machine. And Bob told me this is what to do. And that's what the cool part about it is, that bringing together partners and people and partnering with the Academy, trying to make people better and trying to push the certain products that...
I love that. I love that philosophy. In the interest of Epic, we're going to try to keep these short to the 20-25 minute mark. Thank you for taking some time during the break. So you didn't really miss anything from in there. But before we wrap up, though, we do have one final question here for you, Jared.
Yeah.
What is one question that you wish people would ask you more, but don't?
How to make people better. What are ways to make people better? John Maxwell, you heard John Maxwell?
We're in a mastermind with him.
And they, we're having a, it's a semi-private coaching session with our masterminds later today.
He's one of the keynote speakers that I'll never forget. And it goes something like this, and I'll probably mess it up. You can ask him later. Wake up every single day and I try to find ways to make people better. I wake up every single day, I try to find ways to make people better. I do things to make people better. I try to create things to make people better. I help others try to make people better. And number five, before you go to bed, I jot down ways tomorrow that I can make people better. Mm-hmm. And so if somebody's gonna ask something like that, that would be my thing, is how to make everybody better every single day.
And really the essence of what you just described in this whole episode does that, right? And when you elevate your team, a rising tide raises all ships. And so I'm super pumped that you guys are doing all of that and you're gonna be great things. Can't wait to see your BHAG come to fruition for you in 5 years.
Absolutely, buddy.
Awesome. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks so much, Jared. And until next time, cheers.
Well, that's a wrap on another episode of HVAC Success Secrets Revealed. Before you go, two quick things. First off, join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/HVAC Revealed. The other thing, if you took one tiny bit of information out of this show, no matter how big, no matter how small, all we ask is for you to introduce this to one person in your contacts list. That's it. That's all. One person. So they too can unleash the ultimate HVAC business. Until next time, cheers.